All right, guys, coming up next to the stage, this is really cool. So this next speaker was like one of the all-stars of Your Stories 2 years ago, and then she moved to Florida. What? Who does that? And she hasn't been on the show since October of 2014, which is a whole calendar year in the podcast, and in real life, I guess. I only keep podcast time, but I guess real life time is roughly the same. But now she's back in town for a few days, and she decided to come do the show, which is amazing. This is Natasha Samreni.
God, can you write my resume and, like, get me job interviews? I think only my mom says nice stuff like that. Nice. That, and I found out the other day that I have a short neck, apparently. Like, she tells me honest stuff, too. So now I'm just really anxious about everything I'm wearing, and I've thrown out all my turtlenecks. If that's what you do. You can't be afraid of uncertainty, he said. You can't just go on with life not taking chances because you're afraid, Natasha. Okay. I am not afraid of uncertainty. I'm afraid of certainty. We all die. We're probably going to break up at some point. And you know what? We've all made a bad decision to dye our hair the wrong shade of red for our skin tones. I am afraid of the things that everyone does do and will do. Things fall apart. This will fall apart too. Do you ever notice the irony of wishing on a star? A falling star, this giant immeasurable ball of gas, falls from the sky, and we pin hope on the death of a cosmic being that happened years ago. There's no future there, and there's no hope in the past. Starlight, star bright, the first star I see tonight. Let me pin my human weakling leaking hope of what might be on the certain tragic fiery demise of that unrelatable cosmic pinhole. We can't bend time. But I saw 8 falling stars in the last 2 weeks. That was super cool. And I still felt like the first time I did stand up and they laughed. And now I had a secret and this moment was mine. He was my falling ball of cosmic gas. And I put him on a pedestal that he never deserved. But let's not waste any more breath on that disappearance. Fill the space. Empty is pain, and hollow is too loud. In his absence, I've learned to diversify. Equation. If I give all of myself to one person, they have power to rip me apart with their certain subtraction. Life, it's like an angry tooth from a never-ready socket. You know, like when you had that one tooth when you were a kid and it was just hanging on by the thread and you would jiggle it because it felt so good, but it sort of hurt and you were weird. But you kept doing it and your mom just wanted to tie it to the bathroom door and slam it shut and she was weird. But I like it, Mom. I'm not ready to part with it yet. Equation, if I spread my love across multiple men, like butter across an English muffin, no one will have too much or enough of my love at any one time to hurt me. I just wanted to refer to nooks and crannies there. So I'm really good at convincing myself of emotional rationalizations, and I'm really good at making bad decisions. I've had 30 years to work on it. So this is the fun part. Fun part. That's a good one. Fun part. diversify. So the first guy, sweetheart, hippie vegan boy, there's nothing unpredictable about him. He's had the same job since he was 15. He's vegan, and he makes sandwiches in a deli. How sweet is that? He opens doors, and he pays for lunch. Even his clothes are non-confrontational. Short sleeve, plaid snap shirts, and cargo shorts. Roll up a long sleeve collared shirt for once, man. We make love under the stars because he lives with his dad. And sip kombucha on the beach in his ultralight sleeping bag. Then there's tall, dark, unpredictable bad boy. If I'm being honest with myself, he looks like a pirate. But he has a soft philosophical core. He's the kind of guy who, when I say that I'm going through something and I don't get how it can be like that, he'll take a long drag on his cigarette and respond in his gravelly laugh, "Oh, baby girl, you think too much." So sweet. Eckhart Tolle says, I didn't know who Eckhart Tolle was. What is that, like some hobbit from The Lord of the Rings? No, but he's a real romantic, and we make love under the stars mostly because he can't hold down a job or an apartment. It's so fun to know that you might end up seeing the sunrise after you fell asleep on the beach from the sunset because you had nowhere else to go. Homeless dudes are so spontaneous. They're sweet. And then, it's true. And then there's the Chicago boy. Oh, love him. Because he reminds me of every reason I stayed in Chicago and the one reason I left. He's an actor and a performer. But he has the same name as my first falling star. Maybe that's why I can't let go yet. Maybe that's why I'm not ready to forget. Maybe all three of these guys are some weird masochistic way of hanging on to that tooth that I'm supposed to pull out because I'm supposed to make space for the next one. I've let go, but I'm not ready to forget. Because the reality is, when a star falls, you don't get to choose for only half of it to fall. The whole damn thing drops. You don't get to keep your favorite part. Hopes, dreams, wishes, everything disintegrates in a short, graceful arc. And you have to figure out a new pattern with the remaining stars in the sky. You can't be afraid of uncertainty, Pirate Boy said, dragging on his cigarette. I'm not afraid of uncertainty, I said. I know it's going to happen. I just keep looking up at the sky for when.
Thank you. Welcome back. Jeez. Let's not make it a year next time. This is Natasha's first time in the Cards Against Humanity space. We've only been here since March. It's great, right? You like it? Thumbs up. Yeah.
It's baller.
It's baller.